Alec Bregman, potential MVP, hitting right around 300, 34 home runs, 100 RBIs. The Astros are just cruising.
What's the difference between a Dodger dog and a Mariners hot dog?
You tell me.
You can get a Dodger dog in October.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
Seattle, Portland, LA, San Fran, San Diego, Scottsdale, Phoenix. This is Kay Wynn.
And Big Ben.
And we are Western Standard Time. WSD Podcast. We're everywhere online. Podbean, iTunes, Apple Podcast. What do we talk about, Ben?
We got all sports, NBA, NFL, MLB, Pac-12, WCC. If it's on the West Coast, we got you covered.
You know what else we got you covered? A little lifestyle, a little fun, a little banter to lighten up your day. There are 5-minute life guides.
So whether you live in Seattle, Kansas City, Frisco, Texas, Boston, Worcester, Florida, and you love West Coast sports, make sure you follow us, download us. New episode every Friday.
Welcome back to Western Standard Time. We are out of the dog days of August, talking about the MLB season into September as playoff races heat up. The cream rises to the proverbial top, and we have some West Coast teams in the playoff race. So let's get into it. The A's at this current point in time are tied or are in the playoffs as a wild card. You obviously have Houston, who's one of the top teams in baseball with Verlander and Cole.
Don't forget Grinky.
I forgot about that. I've been too hyped on football. Grinky, Cole, Verlander.
Grinky's been 4-1 since the trade. Astros are up big, double digits in the AL West. The likely favorite to win it. Wild card, you've got Oakland battling out with Cleveland and Tampa. Oakland recently set a franchise record. 6 players with 20-plus home runs.
Wow. And what's Can you name them all?
Yeah, absolutely. Chapman, Olson, Simeon, Kana, Profar, and Lorenzo.
Where's...
That is the interesting thing.
Piscotty.
Piscotty's not in there, and Chris Davis has 19.
Wow.
The A's. Chicks dig the long ball. The A's hit the long ball.
Thumper.
But they need to do that. Their pitching staff is effective. Mike Fiers, Tanner Roark, they're going to hit. They're going to more than likely get to the playoffs, but then it's all going to come down to pitching, and that's what the Astros have, as well as the big bats. Alec Bregman, potential MVP, hitting right around 300, 34 home runs, 100 RBIs. The Astros are just cruising.
Public service announcement, this just in, this just came across my desk. The longest playoff drought in the Big Four has been extended as the Mariners were officially out of the playoff race as of last week. Tough time to be a Mariners fan.
Good news is Fan Appreciation Day is coming up.
Exactly. That better be big. They better give us our money back. No, M's down again this year. Trout's in the MVP conversation.
I just read an article. It said it's no longer, I guess, relevant, or it no longer is the case where you have to be on a winning team to win the MVP. He's putting up a career-high 45 homers, leads the league in WAR at 9.7. I think Trout's going to probably get MVP again.
Him and Bellinger?
Wow. MVP staying in L.A. on both coasts.
Exactly. Him, Bellinger, some say Rendon. Washington's having a great season. Yelich is still floating around there, but they say those are the main three. Rendon, or you got Bellinger or Trout. I think Bellinger's not far behind Trout when we talk about wins above replacement. That's all of a sudden become the stat, or the
sexy stat.
The sexy stat. You know, who is the best player in the differentiation of other players, right? So is he the best person at that position? Again, we talked about, I don't see how, they talked about, so when we look at the playoff race, not to get on the Yankees too much, but what are they going to do with Giancarlo when he comes back? Is Boone going to be able to fold him in? I don't see it being anything other than potentially a Yankees-Houston World Series.
Wait, No, they're in the AL.
So
in the
AL, and then Dodgers coming out of the NL. Unless you tell me differently. Well, I'm the football guy. I'm the basketball guy.
On paper today, that looks like it. But what makes October baseball special is players step up, players get nervous, and pitching carries out. The Dodgers are rolling away with the NL West, but they've been struggling. Kershaw's been struggling, Ryu's been struggling, Buehler's been struggling, and inconsistency from Jansen. The reason why they're winning is because it's a homer fest every day. Bellinger, 44 homers. Turner, close to 30. Muncy, Peterson, Pollock's back. Verdugo's chilling out in Arizona trying to get ready. Kiki puts up 20. The Dodgers will make the playoffs. The key will be is they got to turn around their starting pitching, and they need some consistency.
Can they just rest? I mean,
they're so far up, yeah.
Why don't you, right? Give them a few free starts. Bring up someone.
Just get them a beach house in Hermosa.
Exactly. Move right in next to you. But, again, it's a long season.
Yeah.
162 games.
And it's World Series or bust for the Dodgers.
Yeah. I mean, they've got their, what, three out of the last 4 years? Last 2 years. I mean, yeah, it's the pressure's on them to win it this year. You know, like we talked about at the deadline with Houston going out and getting Greinke, I think they saw that. They're going to, you know, you only need in the playoffs, you only need three pitchers.
Yeah.
I mean, the Giants proved that when they won, they won 3 in 7 years, I believe,
yeah.
3 in 6 maybe. But they proved that when they were running Bumgarner out there, you know, every day, it seemed like. I mean, so it's not a matter of depth when you get to the playoffs, but you do want live, fresh arms.
You do. What I'm really excited about is the NL wildcard race. You've got potentially 6 or 7 teams still in the hunt with, you've got Philly, Milwaukee, Washington, Chicago, and Arizona. Javi Baez out for the Cubs. Hairline fracture in his thumb. Diamondbacks are still in it. Diamondbacks still have a chance. Everyone thought they were rebuilding when they gave up Greinke.
Ketel Martini, probably most improved player in baseball. I think he's second in the league in hitting at 331. I mean, the Diamondbacks.
I couldn't name any other player.
Well, that's the funny thing. I think last year they saw it. They were, I think, 8 games up at one point in the West, and they ended up floundering. But I think J.D. Martinez is still with the Diamondbacks. But that's a big splash that they made last year.
He's on a Red Sox.
So there, you take away all the great players from Diamondbacks, all of a sudden they're better. It's odd how things work like that.
Rookie Alex Young, striking out 12, looking great. But Billy Beane has a saying, you have to get to the playoffs, and then it's a short series. You have to be hot, and everyone's got to be playing. Matchups have to work in the playoffs. That's why, the Twins could be the Yankees in the playoffs. You never know what can happen in October baseball.
So they're talking about this is the year that the home run record's going to fall. I mean, the Twins have, I think, the most home runs in the history in a single season, or are on pace. Nelson Cruz, obviously, is old, but still raking for the 20s. But
they said that this is the first time AAA has used Major League Baseball, and AAA's home runs are up by 2,000.
They're up 30%.
Yeah.
Whereas other leagues are using the balls that are manufactured out of China or something to that effect, and they're actually flat or on decline. But yeah, I mean, people want to see home runs. To your point, the A's have some pop. It's all about getting hot. But again, my thing is, you don't need depth in pitching in the playoffs necessarily. You need Andrew Miller. Was it last year when Indians went and picked him up as a situational lefty, knowing that they were going to play a few certain teams, and his sole focus was getting out those lefties
in the middle of the game.
In the middle of the game, you knew when he was coming in, who he's coming in against, and that's what you need. You're playing for situations. You're not playing for the season. You're playing for situations at that point. And it helps, like I said, when you're Houston, you have probably 3 of the top 10 pitchers in baseball on your staff. Yeah. But, I mean, talking through it now, the bullpen also comes into play. Do you have those guys that can come in and get outs? Do you have, say, you get up early in a game, can you hand it over to your bullpen and feel comfortable knowing that they can take you, from the 5th inning on, and you don't have to leave your starter in for an extended period, knowing that if a series goes to a game 5, you could potentially pitch him again.
Well, and also you're playing against better teams with better pitching, so you can't just sit back and wait for the 3-run home run.
Right.
You've got to manufacture runs, you've got to execute, you got to do the little things to move runners over, put them in scoring position, and get the timely hits in October.
we're not telling anyone anything that they don't already know about scoring runs in baseball.
True.
But they are more scarce come playoffs.
Yes.
A team, you get better pitching. You're not going to see a fourth or fifth starter at any point in the playoffs, rarely, unless you're in a seven-game series, at which point you might have your fourth potentially pitch, depending. But I think it's Houston Dodgers.
I do too. What's the difference between a Dodger dog and a Mariners hot dog?
You tell me.
You can get a Dodger dog in October.
Ooh. Whoa!
Shots fired. Bang, bang.
WSD Podcast. Listen to us on iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcast, Podbean. Follow us, WSD_podcast on Instagram, WSD_podcast on Twitter. That's our baseball, light baseball update. We'll get back to you when the playoffs hit. Let's go A's.
Let's go A's. Let's go A's. Dodgers.
Let's go A's. Let's go Dodgers. West Coast, WSD Podcast, and we're out.